Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so very much for all of that. And what a great show and the lineup we have for you today. But before I just get rolling here with my very special guest joining me on the show today, Howard Charing, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. We're going to be pulling cards today. I just want to tell you, and you're going to hear why we're going to be pulling them and what they are. Amazing, amazing energy. Amazonian Angel Oracle. And we're going to talk about what does it mean to work with angels. But what does it mean to work with that which comes out that's Amazonian? And you're going to hear about it. And there are so many things. But before I do that, you know, one Amazonian woman to my producers. Hello, Benny. Hello, Jacob. How are you today?
Hey, what's up?
Glad to connect with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both for doing what you do. Look, I love what we're coming up on. Many of you may or may not know this, but we're coming up on a 20-year anniversary, and we're going to really do some cool things about it. But if you'd asked me 20 years ago, right, Benny, when the show was crust busting your way to an awesome life, if you'd have kind of said to me, wow, like 20 years from now, this is the way it's going to look for you. This is the way a network's going to look for you. This is the way, you know, I kind of never really future trip. But what I love is I love the way things get orchestrated. So today, I want you to hear from someone that has not only followed the breadcrumbs to get to where we are today, but somebody that looked at his own life kind of like I did. When we end up in a corporate career, and in his case, computer industry, here we are, we end up in that part of our lives, but then something happens. Oh my gosh. And what happens? Something happens, and we are now finding ourselves in a place that we never thought we'd be before. In his case, an elevator crash, suffered serious injuries, broken neck, you know, you name it. But what happens with that? What happens when you have a near-death experience? He and I share something very in common, very much in common. All we know, though, and you're going to hear from him, is you wake up and you get home and you're different. And your friends don't understand it. They don't understand, like, why are you not going to take that big, fat corporate job, right? So this is what happens. So you're going to hear what his journey is like, but I'll tell you what. Back then, when I had that incident, if you'd have asked me that about being so excited to talk to somebody about this, look at the beauty of this. Can you all see that? And these amazing cards, right? I just knew that there was more. Today, get ready. Get ready to understand a little bit more about what the shamanic energy brings forward. And for those of you out there, you've heard me do shows on ayahuasca before. You've heard me talk about the ritual, the visionary power of it. But you've also heard me talk about the respect that I have for the cultures that have brought this forward. Today, Howard is going to do the same. Howard, thank you for joining me here today. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for the invitation, Pat. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love that we're talking about this because I want to just tell people a little bit about you. I've often thought about the fact that do we have to have a life-changing event to get us to ultimately put our feet in our life's purpose, right? Now I kind of know, yeah, if you're like me and you were so far off, and what your soul came here to do. Yeah. You, the universe had to get your attention. And if it, that's what it had to do, that's what it had to do. I don't know. How would you describe your own experience? Was
well, I mean, I agree completely with you. I mean, that's what I needed. I needed something dramatic, and it changed my life, changed everything, you know. And it was a very, I mean, for me at that time, I couldn't stand up, I couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. I was all strapped up and things around my neck. It was a catastrophe. But looking back now, I wouldn't change it if I could change it. If I could go back and change it, no, I'd keep it as it was, because my life changed in very, very beautiful ways. And the best is still to come. You know, life is an adventure, and it's very beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. I love talking to you about this, because I know that, you know, I didn't quite have that experience. I just woke up one day on April 1st of 2004, and my body just started to revolt. And by the end of April 1st, after giving a workshop, my right ankle was the size of somewhere in between a grapefruit and a soccer ball. And I thought I hurt myself. But here we are. I went on a journey. It was discovered. The doctors called it a mystery disease, right? Yeah. I now know it was not a mystery. I know exactly what it was for. But here we are today, because you have created something. First of all, the deck is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It's not just beautifully visually, but energetically, it's quite powerful to me.
Yeah.
And when I and new, you know, some of the things we're going to share today with people are going to be new for them, maybe in what they hear. But there's so much that I feel, and I say I feel, went into this. What got activated in you in order to create something like this?
Well, it's a long story, actually. Well, it's always a long story.
we have an hour. Go ahead.
Oh, fantastic. I worked with Pablo Marengo and my colleague Peter Clousley on the Ayahuasca Visions of Pablo Marengo. It's a beautiful, gorgeous book with 42 of his most fabulous paintings. And I've known Pablo since the late 90s. And we got together with friends. But being with Pablo is like you really were in the presence of a true master. You just felt good being with him. You felt uplifted. It was very special. And we worked together very intensely on the book. And the thing is, he knew he wouldn't be alive when the book was going to be published. So they had a kind of pathos with the whole thing. We just spent so much time together. I just fast forward. He died in 2009. Fast forward about 2011. I was visiting his family. And they were showing me some sketches and drawings that Pablo did of angels. And some of the angels I recognized, they were in his main paintings and so on. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice to do something with these angels, the sketches and so on? So I just got the estate, Pablo's estate, his son and family agreed with this. And I came back and I started doing a few outlines, a few narratives, a few stories. And then it just went sat in a box. I was busy doing other things. And then along comes the pandemic and the lockdown. And I'm thinking, Howard, you got to do something here. You know, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And then I had a dream that night, and the dream was about the angels. So the next morning, I picked up the box, literally on a box on a shelf over there, blew the dust off, and I started. So I'm very thankful to the lockdown, actually, because this thing would never have happened. It just opened up a new creative door. And it was very beautiful. It was like writing poetry. I found two very good artists. One artist, I kind of outlined the story, the angel, the narrative, what's there, what's behind them, what's in front of them. And it was all done online, all done on Zoom and Skype and things. And Karina, she would do the outline, sketch, and then we work with that. Then once it agreed, she would digitize it on her computer, and then it would go to another artist, graphic designer, and a guy called Alex, and we would work together on the coloring. So we really got Pablo's palette and Pablo's design in it. We really I really captured the essence. And in all the narratives and all the stories, I really tried to bring in Pablo's views on the matter, Pablo's opinions, Pablo's stories. And there's one particular angel which is very special, because he told me a story a long, long time ago about when he was an apprentice. And he was in the ayahuasca ceremony. The spirit asked him, do you know the difference between an old man and an old tree. He didn't. He just went silent. And the spirit continued. When a tree reaches maturity and an old tree becomes a home, a castle for all sorts of animals, for birds, for different kinds of plants, for lizards, amphibians and so on. These are the trees which grow by the river. And it becomes a castle, it becomes a sanctuary. The tree serves every form of life in the rainforest. And the same with an old man. Well, an old man or an old person lives a full life. The work they do lives after them and serving the community. And that story really stuck with me. And so I had a beautiful opportunity to do a tree angel. The tree angel, the Atun Malka Kaspi in Quechua means great ancient tree. It's about that story. And the whole card is about eldership, growing old, serving the community. And in the deck, there's a narrative about the angel, I think about 1,500 words per angel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's readings, two readings, so you can read the card upright and read the card reverse. So there's also all kinds of stories in there. And the funny thing is, I mean, this part of myself is in these narratives as well, because I can see myself, this is how I used to be, and this is how I am now. So I had a lot of personal reflection as well, mm-hmm. during this thing. Yeah, so it's a very beautiful experience.
Yeah, I mean, let me just, is this the card you're referring to?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, right. This is, and by the way, throughout the show, we're going to refer to the cards, because I love to spend some time before the show to read the book and to go through the cards. And you know, I love the description. You know, when I started to read this about this particular card, you know, I thought, wow, you know, this is so amazing, right? And you talk about the fact that if we have lost a grandfather who is wise, full of spiritual medicine, you talk about that in this description. And yeah. I thought, and I was just sharing before the break about my grandfather who I got to spend time with, right? He was a bit unusual in that here is this man, lived in the Bronx, New York, but had a property where he had a shack and he would paint and he would grow herbs. So clearly, as a child, you know this guy is different than the rest of your relatives. I mean, you know it. I mean, what relative of mine growing up in the Bronx would have property, grow a garden of herbs, have a shack and oil paint? I can still, as I talk about him, I can smell like what I think is kerosene or oil paint. I can't tell. But clearly, the images and then the calling of each card is very powerful. Each card to me, and I'd love for you to talk to this, each card to me has a multidimensional aspect to it. Can you talk to that? Am I correct? Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct. I mean, let's talk about another card that comes to mind. It's Nyota Makali, the Angel of Regeneration. And in the narrative, I talk about the earth, the biosphere, the ecological crisis and so on. But there's also, we're part of this, we're part of the earth. So kind of put it down to us. It's about our regeneration, that we can regenerate. As we regenerate, we help the greater, the whole as well. So every card has a wider aspect and a personal aspect, and that's just a narrative. When it comes to the readings, they follow on from the narrative and it give people advice how to nourish themselves, nurture. And that's the one, yeah. Yeah, yep. It's a very beautiful one. And that, although none of these pictures are, show me the card again. I just want to talk about that a second. You know,
sure.
Then none of these pictures are Pablo, original work from Pablo, but his ideas. And he did, yes, the vignettes, little stories. In each painting, many of his paintings have these vignettes. So here in the top part, you see the pollution, the industrial waste and so on. On the right hand side, we see global warming, flooding, catastrophe and so on. And at the bottom, we're looking at ecological solutions and a kind of clearing of nature, kind of,
yeah,
restoring nature. And we can do this thing because we do have, and I talk about this in the card, we have the technology, we have the,
yes,
engineering know-how, we have all the skills to really heal the earth, and so we're not doing it. Why? And it's not just as a collective we're not doing this properly, it's also on an individual basis. So that's what that part of the multidimensional aspect to these cards.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, although the cards are not, they are familiar, so to speak. When you look at Pablo's work, and you look at the cards, they are familiar. And that's what I was talking to you about earlier, Howard. I was talking to you about the energy, right? Because for those of you that don't know the art that we're talking about, you can definitely go online and you can go, you certainly. What you can do is you can take a look and really just Google some of this information. But more importantly, this deck of cards, what's really important for you to really know is that you can take a look at what the cards are, but also you can also take a look at what Howard is doing. And that's why we start out with the conversation that talks about where do you start with your life? Where do you start with your life? And how to have a conversation with you and to at least be able to hold my own ground and talk a little bit about shamanism. It's a good day. It's a good day for me
That's
to be
great.
able to do that with you,
That's
because I
fantastic.
want to talk about this and I want to talk about the connection of shamanism and contemporary times. There's so much wisdom when we look at some of the messaging that is being passed on to us. And we're learning more and more about this now from people that have gone back and have discovered things in archaeology and discovered things in scrolls and writings and the glyphs, and they're discovering things. I wanted to ask you this about the cards and where we are today. You and I went through the same thing. These 3 years of COVID was a way for us to grow as a network and build technology, and I got two new knees. Hello, that was great. But the messaging in the cards are beautiful, but your words and what you write about here, every single one of them is like an activation. How did that come to you, if you could talk? Because I can see the shamanic influence in almost every paragraph.
Well, look, it was a very special experience for me. And so on the evening, I'll think about the card I'm going to do. I'll kind of connect to the energy of the angel, have a picture of what they look like, where they are, what they're doing. So I kind of made a connection to them. So I had a picture in my head, of them. And this picture, I relayed to Karina. So she got it. She was fantastic. And one of the beautiful things was both Karina and Alex, as this project progressed, they really got the heart and soul into it, and it was just so fantastic. And so I could convey the image that I got in my mind to Karina, and then okay, this is the angel of death. And what is the angel of death? It's about life, and the shamanic perspective in this is based on Carlos Castaneda's teaching from Don Juan, his master. And his maestro, and it's about life. It's about we are all going to die. Let this wisdom, let this knowledge inform your life. But we in the West, we put it away. We brush it under the carpet. We don't want to talk about these things. But it's something that all of us, at some stage, are going to have to face. And so, the angel of death is really about life, living your life fully. And I really bring in. It's one of my favorite stories from the Castaneda books, Death Has an Advisor. And this story is Don Juan tells, because Carlos is always running around and doing silly, crazy things. And Don Juan says to him, listen, nothing matters. Death is always there. It's always behind you, behind your left shoulder. So unless death is going to touch you, there's nothing to worry about. There's no problems. And that's a beautiful teaching. And death is something, and the whole thing has a shamanic perspective on death, because life is, we go through cycles. As you get older, people get younger, then you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and then each generation moves up the scale, and so on.
Yeah,
So
I mean,
ongoing
it's
thing,
really, it's so fascinating because, first of all, your eyes are so visually pleased by every card. And then if you open up the book and you follow some of the suggested, spreads, right? And for those of you that are wondering, I just want to just make sure everybody sees this. And I know Jacob's showing you all on Facebook and our live streaming video. You all are seeing this, and of course Benny as well. But what I love about this is you also included in the deck the elements. I was a little surprised, but not surprised. But you included the earth, fire, air, and water in the deck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that you did this. Of course, when I pulled my spread, I did pull fire.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Well, okay, you can't plan this stuff, right?
hey, listen, I wanted the elements in there because they're very, very, very special. And all of us have literally and metaphorically all these elements within us, and some are more dominant than I'm speaking metaphorically. And well, let's take the fire element. Let's take the fire thing. And in the fire story, I talk about fire is the one of the most, probably the most distinguishing element or factor that separates humans from the animal kingdom. Fire. We're the only species that has a relationship with fire. It's changed everything, our relationship with fire. Yeah. Heat, light, cooking, smelting metal, and so on and so forth. It's been the basis of civilizations. And we have abused it. And I talk about this abuse in the book, from burning the bonfire vanities, burning people for the wrong religious beliefs and so on. And I talk about in this, and I had a few people on my mind, people who have the fire element is very, very strong, and I could see how they burn themselves out. You know, they're the center of attention, the center of attraction, and they burn themselves out. They're not balanced with another element. So I talk about getting the right balance between the elements and so on. And it's very, very special, the elemental divas. I call them divas in the book.
You do call them divas. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
I call them divas because it's a Sanskrit word which means shining, illuminative one. And I made it distinguish it from angels, which are, in some respects, I'm taking on Pablo's view on this. And he sees, as most indigenous people see, gods and spirits as personifications of natural forces. You know, they all have the god of thunder, the god of this, the god of that. It's a personified. We have personified them, but to indigenous peoples, they're a personification of a natural force. So I come in from this particular perspective, and
And you know, I love that you did that too, because you know, I think for those of you out there that maybe just tuning in or just listening, and by the way, let me keep to my word. For those of you that would like to call in and have us pull a card for you and talk a little bit more in a little bit more depth about it, you know, please give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. That's our live call-in number. Certainly, if you're on Facebook, then what you can do over there is just let us know. Jacob will let me know, and we will do it. And the way that it works is, you know, for a single card, for those of you out there, and you did such a brilliant job on this, Howard, is really explaining this. In language that those of us can really get it. And so if you call in, this is a single card. So we shuffle the deck, have a question in mind.
Well, the question's important,
Have a question in mind or something in mind. and when you call in, 1-800-930-2819. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about how do you use the cards, right? You know, what happens if you decided to do that layout. We'll talk about what that is. And I've pulled those six cards. I haven't looked at them yet, but I've pulled those. For those of you out there, what if you had everything inside of you that you needed, but what if you couldn't get to it? And we're going to talk about this in ayahuasca, because have you ever talked with anyone that has either experienced a form of shamanic, indigenous, and I mean really experienced this, and I mean with people that can guide you and walk you through it. Have you ever talked with anyone? We're talking with Howard now because he's part of that.
I'm confused who we're talking to, sorry.
Exactly. Okay. So if you've ever talked to anybody that has ever done something like this, there's one thing I think we all have in common. We're not the same, and yet we are. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that. Howard, how do we get a deck of the cards, and how do we find out more about you? Let's just make sure people can do that.
Well, I've got a website, hgcharing.com, and it's got a summaries of each angel and stories about things like that. So please share the website with everybody. That'd be fantastic. And so people would be calling in and have a question. They don't have to tell us the question.
Nope.
They just have the question, and we do a one card reading. That'd be
fantastic.
That's
it. Yep. Yeah, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about how this all works, how we pull them together. But most importantly, what it is that we can learn from this wisdom. You know, Sarah Main, who talks about and teaches Sanskrit, she is, all of her life, this is what she taught. She will say, it's not necessarily an ancient wisdom, it's a timeless wisdom, and that's what you're getting today. That's what you're getting from Howard, that's what you're getting from this these cards. It's timeless. Messages that have been shared with us. So, Benny, thank you. Susan, we'll get right to you when we come back. We're going to take a short break, everybody, and we're right back at it. We got a bunch of callers. Let's take a short break, Benny, if we could, and we'll be right back.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Wait a minute, everybody. We're going to go to the phones. We just could go on and on and on. I love being able to talk about, not just talk about this is a beautiful deck, right? Yeah, I just want to hold up the book. This is the book. And while we do the shows, I will do my best to hold up the cards because we're going to do our best to pull a card.
Just fun, huh?
It's fun, but during the break, you and I were talking about the energy that goes into things, which becomes our lives.
Yeah.
And I was sharing with you how one almost dishonorable deal, like my boss telling me to go to steal, just steal all of her techniques, just go on this crazy vision quest because we're going to steal everything and then we're going to do it for corporations. That was why he sent me.
Yeah.
All expenses paid, the whole thing. First of all, I would have never done it. He didn't know that, but I would have known. I don't know why he thought I would do it. But secondly, you have to know that something greater is operating. For something like that to happen to me at a time in my life where my focus was clearly on getting out of school, and it not only changed the trajectory, but had that not happened, I wouldn't be talking with you today. And so what I love about the cards, and I actually pulled several this morning, you know, before the show, I didn't look at them. And I, by the way, I haven't looked at them yet. This is what I want to offer to our callers. Again, before we go to Susan and then Charlene, can you please give out the website and tell people they can get the cards pretty much anywhere, can't they?
Yeah, from all bookstores and Amazon and Barnes & Noble and so on, yeah.
All right. And then give us your website one more time, because there's more here than the cards. You have workshops, you have articles, you have art. There's so much here.
Okay, the website is www.hgcharing.com.
Beautiful. Now, Benny, let's bring on Susan, shall we?
Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Benny. Oh, hi, Susan.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah. Hi there, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Good. Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a very interesting topic. I can hardly wait to get the book and the cards. I'll cut to the chase. I know there's other callers. I was wondering, and I don't know how to word this exactly, but I am currently going to start with I'm going to write my first book, and it's going to be guided by an author as to how to write the book. And I am supposed to pick a subject for the book that only I could write and would be beneficial to the readers. Now, I've been wanting to write a book for years, but I had a tragic occurrence year and a half ago. My 26-year-old son accidentally passed away or transitioned by an opioid overdose. Mm-hmm. And primarily it was fentanyl, I'll get specific. And I really want to reach out to particularly parents who have lost a child to an opioid overdose, because it's pandemic right now with it. I'm just thinking for a question here, what would be a good question for the card deck, but I guess specifically it's, am I meant to write a book on this topic? And my punchy title would be my son.
Hold the title. Don't give us the title yet.
Addiction.
Can you hold the title for a minute, Susan?
Sure.
Yeah. Because I want to be able to pull this card, right? And then you can chime in, right? Howard, do you want me to pull it, or would you like to pull it?
I haven't got any cards. The funny thing is, I don't
have
it.
Let me pull it. Let me do it. I got the whole deck right here. Okay. Yeah, Susan, sure, but let me ask you, do you want the top, middle, or bottom? I always like to ask you where you want me to pull it from. That's all the input I can give you.
Okay.
Where do you want? Top, middle, or bottom?
Oh, I said bottom. Did you?
Oh, thank you. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So let me just get myself organized. This is so interesting.
Okay. Let's see the card.
Oh, like she wants to write a book, right?
That's the... Oh, the angel of language.
Language. Susan.
Communication.
Lovely.
Okay. Now, if you want to tell us your title, go ahead. And then Howard will tell you about this card.
Okay,
what would you like first? You want to know about the card?
My son's battle with opioid addiction.
Okay, but your question had to do with the book, right?
Yes. That would be my title and subject.
Okay.
And I don't want to offend my son that transitioned, but I do want to tell his story.
Perfect.
And a medium did tell me that he would like me to tell his story in some way.
Okay, perfect. Tell us, Howard, about this particular... It's just fascinating. I'm always blown away by this.
I mean, the story starts off with the angel of the narrative. How would life be if we didn't have language? How could we say, how could we even think? in temporal terms. Language shapes our thinking. Language shapes our consciousness. How can we say, I'll see you tomorrow before lunch? We couldn't communicate anything. So language is one of the first things that kind of separate humanity from the rest of animals. We could communicate. And now let's take the communication a little bit further, as I've discussed in the angel. Communication is generally through voice, through words, through language. It's also through body language, and it's also through psychic energy and so on. And in this angel also talk about new forms of communication. People are starting to connect to this high form of communication. They see it as synchronicities in their life. They see it as certain numbers appear, and they know something will definitely happen. They find the parking place. They start to come in tune with the flow of life. And so I talk about that in the readings themselves. I mean, I haven't got the book. I can't give the reading here, but the reading is about being in the flow, being in that form of communication and so on. It's a very, very nice card. It's a very, very nice a narrative and readings. But that's what it's about. It's about communication. And communication through words, through book, is really is one of the most powerful ways to communicate, because you can communicate to thousands of people, you know, all worldwide in different languages. Book can be translated, it can be spoken about. So books are one of the most the prime forms of communication. So that's a fantastic card you've got for that question.
Yeah. And I love this, Susan, because the card goes on to say that, you know, this is not just about, you know, the language. It really goes on to talk about that, how we communicate. And you said that, you know, you got a message from your son, right? And so it goes on to talk about that, you know, there are sensory forms of communication. There's ultrasound, there's vibration, you know, there's the harmonic structure of physical, of those things. But what you're asking for is, you know, this card to you seems to me that this is sort of a, let's just call it a message to say, this is for you to do. By the way, it's also number 11, this card, Susan. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then it talks about synchronistic numerical numbers, like 11-11, right? So,
right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And so this is the card that talks about the awakening of memories.
Oh.
See, that's the message of the card, or one of the messages of a card. It's the awakening of memories, innate ability for you to possess, namely awareness of the language of light. Right?
Yeah. That all ties in for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you get the book, you read more about it. But it also will tell you that there are things that you could do in the vibration of words. So it's kind of a guiding principle for you, and not just saying yes, but it's almost like a suggestion of how to lean into some of these other ways it brings to light about what you say and how we say it, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
It goes on, it talks about some of the things we say to ourselves that are not so good.
Dr. Pat, it sounds like it's a validation of what my intention is.
Yeah.
And it'll be wonderful. I definitely want to get the deck and read more about the cards. And I think it would be very beneficial to listen to maybe even, you know, like the syllables of the words, or just any information at all for the, you know, the choice of title, the choice of words. That is just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Great. Yeah. And fantastic. By the way, once you get the deck, there are other spreads. Like this morning, I did the Chakana spread. Haven't looked at the cards yet, but there are things, right, that you can do with that. Susan, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
I'm wishing you good success with the book.
Yeah, I do too. Please let us know.
Thank you
Stay
very
tuned.
Much. I'll be in touch. I call the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Benny, I think we should keep going. We're ready to take our next caller, I think. Yeah?
Yeah, we'll move on to Carrie now calling in from California. Charlene, if you want to try us back, we dropped you.
Okay.
Hi.
Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, you have your question in mind?
Yes, I do.
Right. I'm going to tell me where you want me to put. Top, middle, or bottom?
Middle.
Right. You know, it's funny. I had my little finger right there. Okay. And then your question?
My question is, I want to know, my husband is claiming that his job is in a transition in payrolls, and he has not gotten paid in over a month. And I don't tolerate lying. And I want to know if he's lying to me about this, or is this actually true?
Okay. So the question that, so these are not psychic cards. So we can give you some insight too. And I think Howard will talk about them, because usually when my experience is, Carrie, when you work with cards like this, there's usually something inside of us or somewhere inside of us, something. And Howard, the card that I pulled and I was holding it up for you.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. And it is the angel of conception and birth. It's the triumph of life is expressed by creation. And so let's talk about this, because creation also comes from our thoughts. So let's just be very clear, right, Howard? It's not always like we think. It's not always like a physical baby. But we create our own thoughts, our own beliefs. So Howard, you want to take it away?
Well, yeah, the whole card is about creativity. Yeah. And in our society, a group of designated individuals are the creators, you know, artists, authors, and movie stars, and so on and so forth. But we all have this innate creativity. We all have the ability to create. And this is what the card really addresses. And creativity. So I'm not sure how it actually ties into the question, creativity.
Well, let me just tell you what I read in the card in the meaning. So this is really what hit me. It says, it goes on to say, if you drew this card, you want to know that although the conception of birth and a new life is a quintessential of creation, it is the act of creation that makes an intangible idea or a vision manifest in the world. So if you have an idea that your husband is just not telling you the truth right there, okay, so that's just, I'm just pointing that out. And then it goes on to say that, you know, in this act, we have the meaning of two realms, consciousness and the transcendent and the physical. So what you're talking about, Carrie, is a level of consciousness, right? You have this idea that something is not on the up and up. And the way that it seems to be manifesting is that he's not bringing home a paycheck. And so there's this idea that you have that has to do with something's not right. But the card goes on and on to talk about, you know, what this means in terms of who we are and what we get to look at. Now, if I were to look at this card, Howard, a little bit differently, I'd have to ask myself the question, what am I creating in this consciousness, in this thought about my husband that may be true or may not be true, right? Because it's an idea of yours, Carrie. It's not a fact, because you don't know for sure. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right.
And I'm wrong a lot. I'm wrong often. So but this is so weird. This is just so, so weird. I've never experienced anything like that. So this is like, I am just really shocked and concerned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
So it's one of those cards that really makes you think. You know, it really makes you think about, you know, there's so much about this card, right? I mean, if you look at this, if you look at her and you look at her hands in the card, I mean, she's just beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. And yet, this is really the question. One of the most significant actions we can take in releasing our innate creativity is to see the world again as we did as a child. See, that's one of the messages from here.
Yeah, well, can I want to say something here. Because,
jump in, please.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're doing a fantastic reading here, Pat. That's fantastic. Actually, I forgot what I was going to say now. Yeah. You have these thoughts, these are thoughts that something's not right, and then you speculate until the husband's situation. How do you feel it in your body? What's your body telling you? That's where the body knows. The mind just plays tricks and plays games and runs around in circles. So listen to your body. What does your body, does your gut instinct say everything's okay, it's true or not true? That's what I would go with. Because we, in fact, this card, the previous card, the angel of language, of communication, actually these two cards type beautifully together. They actually really, really, really work out well for this. And we can enhance our life by speaking, by thinking and speaking, enhancing words. We can bring ourselves down by thinking and speaking diminishing words. That's the power of language. So why not ask your body, ask your gut, because your body knows. Yeah, trust that.
You got that, Carrie?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay,
yeah.
Take care.
And, you know, when you get the cards, you'll be able to read these to yourself, right? And they're available everywhere. And for those of you out there, you know, the cards are called Amazonian Angel Oracle, Working with Angels, Divas, Plant Spirits, and so forth, right? And this is Howard's, this is your book here.
It's a beautiful,
and And as I said before, you know, you can go to Howard's website, and there's so much more there. Carrie, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, there's so much. That's what I said to you about what you've written about each card. It isn't just one layer of things. A lot of times when you get an oracle deck, it's very simplified, right? But what you've done is you've literally created this multidimensional aspect of each of the cards and each of the energies and each of the angels or Davis, whatever, you know, in the book. And I found that extremely fascinating. Now, I will have to spend some time with my deck later on today because there is so much in each card.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. I mean, that card we just spoken about, the angel of creativity. I've based on some stories there. excuse me, Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was struggling for years and years and years to correlate the two theories of or two main physics theories of space and time. One was Newton, one was Maxwell's. And he came to a point, neither of them could be correct. And he just gave up the whole endeavor. And he goes back to his place in Bern. And he has his daydreaming, he called them thought experiments. And in his thought experiment, imagination, he saw a tram move away from the clock tower in Bern at the speed of light. And he saw himself in the center of the tram, and he realized that, and the clock had stopped. From where he was, for people outside, the clock would be operating normally. And just that idea, that thought, he came up with a special theory of relativity and changed humanity's evolution as we know it. So, but the mind is not the best ally in these situations. It just plays tricks. It goes round and round. It goes into spirals and so on. Trust your imagination. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut feeling for these things. Yeah. It's a source of creativity. Yeah. Sorry, I'm taking up your time here. Sorry.
No, I really love that we're talking about this because, you know, what I find is that, you know, some people say life is simple. Other people say it's more complex. But, you know, what I love is that we are multidimensional beings. See, whether you consider that complex or simple, that's entirely up to where you are. But there are multidimensional aspects and multidimensional perspectives on things, right?
Absolutely. And one of the purposes of oracle and other tarot and divination techniques is to take you out of the everyday mundane world and put you in contact with your higher order consciousness, a different perspective. And these cards are a way to do that. So thank you for your feedback on that. Much appreciated.
And, you know, for those of you out there that, you know, you didn't have a chance to call in, again, you know, these cards are available just about anywhere you go. But there's something I want to spend the last couple of minutes with you and talk about if we could. What I was really struck by, and I think I'm being really shocked by this more often than not these days, is the timing of the release of the cards. You see, I think you said something earlier about COVID, and I have the same experience. I mean, we are doing some things that happened as a result of these 3 years that would we have done the same way? I don't think so. What did we learn from them? And I think it's fascinating because what you've created is something that people can use today. Because right now, we're coming through something that has affected the world globally.
Yeah.
And yet we're acting as if it did not. And yet you're seeing that it has affected people. And you can see it in the things that they talk about and what they say and how they're living their lives and the calls, right? And I think what you've created is a way to give people insight, haven't you?
Yeah. As I said, it gives the people, a person kind of access to a higher order consciousness that have a different view, different perspective on a situation. And that can bring a lot of help to a person. They're struggling with a situation and suddenly you have a different view of it. It can a whole different way of addressing this, a whole way of dealing with this. And that helps people. That's the beautiful thing about divination techniques. It's not about telling the future or what's going to happen to you. It gives you a high order connection, and that can really change things for a person. So that's beautiful. That is the essence of these things.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing too, and let's talk to this, because we're going through the deck and that was one way to pull a card, but there are other things you may relate to. You may take a look at the cards without looking at the meaning, but look at the art.
Yeah.
Because I found myself doing that, and I found myself drawn to a picture of something. In that as well, there may be a message, something that is there for me to look at today and look at closely, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the cards are full of symbolism, but on the other hand, though, the symbolism is explained in the narratives and the stories. So,
yeah.
But a person will look at take the cover of the book, you know, the cover you showed me before, that card. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That is about, that's Amasanga, the angel of the feminine mystery. Mm-hmm. And it's about moon. She has a moonstone, and the moonstone connects to ancient Greek goddess Hecate. There's a whole story, many, many levels in this. What can I say? And it's about rhythm. And rhythm and patterns are characteristics of the feminine energy and so on.
And I think, too, you know, it's really interesting, because you can do what you and I just did on the show, and we could pull one card, or you could go through and do some of the other suggestions. You know, I talked about what you call the Tricana, so to speak, because I'm very familiar with it. You know, there's a lot of things that I've been given, you know, the Peruvian crosses and certain things. And oh my gosh, there's just so much that I relate to about it. And then when I pulled the deck, you know, it was fascinating to see what the cards were that came up. And you tell us, you go through and you say, this is card number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And you talk about what is the issue, and you talk about from that perspective, how we define that and past influences. And when you start to look at these closer and look at what you've written and look at the art, it's really quite revealing. Right. I know that when I did that this morning and I just looked at the cards now, I was, why? How did I put where? What is this card? The Diva of Plant Mysteries. Why did I pull that card? And I looked at it, but it's not about the card. It's in the context of where it landed in the spread.
Exactly.
Right. Isn't that true?
It gives you different, the positions of the cards in these complex spreads, like the Chicana or the Mezzanine Tenure, bring in an influence, bring in kind of a deeper story behind the story that you think is taking place. Why am I here? How did I get here? What's going on? What are the influences? And so everybody, every human being on the planet is multi-leveled in that respect. We spoke about our how we came to this. For me, it was an elevator. For you, it was the near-death experience and so on. Yeah. And, you know, life changes, and it's many, many levels. So sometimes we get in a place in our life where we just need some insight, some wisdom to a situation. And oracle cards and tarot cards and other divination techniques give a person that. That's a very beautiful thing.
It is. And
it's
it's powerful. And I don't have enough time really to go through this, but I will tell you, for those of you, just text me. So I'll tell you what I pulled so that you all know. And I haven't really processed any of it, but I will share it with everybody, and I'll share it with Howard, because these cards do take time to really lean into. They are so beautiful. So I'll just show you all if you really want to know. right like what I pulled. So in the middle card, which is the first card, is this one.
Yeah.
And that one is the Angel of Sacred Wisdom. The second card I pulled, and I'll just pull it and it goes over to the left, is this one. Mm-hmm. And it is the Angel of Human Evolution, and that is past influences. The third card is a future outcome. And the third card is over here on this side. So I just want to be clear about that. And that is the Angel of Prosperity.